بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. What we noticed when the fear of this virus spread amongst the people of Islam is that for a certain reason everyone got panic about death. Whereas the shan, the status, the nature of a believer is that we are not supposed to be scared of dying. Death is something which is hakmi, lazimi. It's like you got a certain date which you have to fly out of the country. And you know that you are now going to leave your family. That date is like lazimi. No one is scared of that date coming. The only thing is that we will be sad that when the date will come, then everyone will cry. But you can't be scared of something that is definitely going to happen. Rather, the shan of a believer is that he knows after death, one of two worlds will open up. It will either be a better world or it will be a worse world. So the fear of a believer is not death. The fear of a believer is how I'm going to die. That on that day when that flight has to take place, in which direction is my flight going? Is it going upwards towards the happiness of Allah? Is it going towards the anger of Almighty Allah? So last night I was reading one book my brother translated of Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimullah. And in these few minutes I'll just explain the crux of this book. Mufti Sahib, the name of the book that he gave it is The Journey to the Year After. He writes, the reason why he penned this down was, for many years he had the thought of gathering what happened at the end of the life of many great people. Because when we see their end of their life, that they were not safe at that moment from a final attack of the devil, the shaitan. And the question will come amongst us that we're not on that high level. If the devil could not leave them, he's not going to leave us. That's fear. He says, until the time came that a very close member of his family who was like his uncle, his father's brothers, his father's cousin, so would be like an uncle to him, but was also his student. His name was Maulana Muhammad Naeem. So this alim passed away at a very young age. He says, after graduation, his only fikr was Quran. So to make his Quran even better, he went to Muradabad to study Tajweed. While studying there, he started teaching there. And now he comes to Deoband for the holiday. As soon as he comes, he gets a slight fever. And then they pick up a certain sickness, like what we call today the virus. Within a few days, doctors come and say to him that he shouldn't leave the house. And he also can't really walk. So he starts performing his salah at his house. So Mufti Sahib says, I started visiting him regularly because now being in Deoband. And then the time came, he became ma'zoor, only vomiting. So he says, on the last day, it was a Friday, the end of Zulqa'dah. I reached the house after Maghrib. The family said to me, from Asr time, we found that he started talking what we will say nonsense. He's out of this world. Mufti Sahib says, as soon as I went in his presence, he looked at me, he made salam to me. He said, salams to you, and you must give my salams to Miyasab was one of the great muhaddiths of Darul Uloom Deoband. Said, I realized that he's not out of his sense, he's in his sense. But because he was seeing certain things which the other people of the house were not seeing, when he was speaking to death, they really thought he's mad. Why he said, must give my salams, the family said to Mufti Sahib that after Asr, one thing we were hearing saying a lot, he would get angry and shout and scream and say, get away from here. And then he would say, you want to make me despondent of the mercy of Allah. And you have brought a big book in front of me. Just because I haven't performed my yesterday's salah and today's salah in the masjid. He says, but Mufti Shafi and Mia Sahib has already told me. Imagine what and what he's speaking. He said, they have already told me, don't be despondent in the mercy of Allah. So when I entered, I realized that what he was speaking and his family couldn't understand, he was speaking to the devil. But the point I wanted to make note now is, see, the match started from Asr time. Mufti Saab says he passed away at 9:30 at night. From Asr time till 9:30, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Saab says, I was there for 1.5 hours. 1.5 hours I saw this match taking place. It started from Asr, but it ended at 9:30. 1.5 hours, Mufti Shafi Saab says, I saw it. He says, that thought will not leave my mind. That when such a person went through a wrestling match with the devil for so many hours at the end of his life, he says, in that 1.5 hours when I was there, sometimes he would be vomiting. Then he would get strength. Then he would say, get away from me. He would say, leave me alone. Then he would look at Mufti Shafi Saab and say, what must I read? So Mufti Saab would say to him, say, La ilaha illa anta subhanak. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Oh Allah, you are pure. Indeed, I am the oppressor. He says, then I saw him trying to read the next verse, وَكَذَٰلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. In this manner, we will save the believers. He said, that word wasn't coming out. He's trying, trying. Then he said loudly to the devil, why do you want to stop me reading Quran? I won't stop reading Quran. And then he started reading. وَكَذَٰلِكَ, in this manner we save the believers. Then he started saying, oh Allah, I heard the hadith that your mercy comes over your anger. How can I not trust in your mercy? But what it was for Mufti Saab and what it was for me and you when hearing this incident, he says, I always had so much of respect for this boy. How he loved his Quran. The last few minutes of his life was this year when he started reading La ilaha illallah. Somebody else made talqeen for him. He was like out of his mind. Somebody else read La ilaha illallah. In that state, he spoke. And he told to the person, you already reading La ilaha illallah. What happened to Muhammadur Rasulullah? So his mind was there also, his mind was here also. Then he read La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Then he read La ilaha illa anta subhanaka. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Then he said to Mufti Shafi Saab, there's an entire jamaat here in front of me. Mufti Saab said, at that time it was only me and him. He was looking at the angels at that time. He says, I saw that last few minutes of his life. He says, but that scene of 1.5 hours, but the match wasn't only 1.5 hours. It was from Asr until 9:30. At the end of that, he wrote that what a debt he was blessed with. May 1,000 lives be sacrificed for such a debt. And then he wrote, may Allah tabarakala allow our debt to come like this. That we can stand up to the devil at that moment. He says, for that made me compile this book. In the book what he wrote, few points. The first is, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that when you see someone in the throes of his death, start reading, making talqeen. Normally you read, La ilaha illallah. It's also mentioned in the hadith to say, As-sabat, as-sabat. That be steadfast, my friend. La quwwata illa billah. There is no power except the power of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, because remember that is such a moment. Al-halim min al-rijal wal-nisa yatahayyar. That is such a moment that that man who was most tolerant from the men and the women of Iman, they also lose their senses at that time. He says, the closest that the devil comes to pulling a man is at the time of his death. Umar radiallahu anhu would say, that is the time when there are people in front of him which you cannot see. وَيُقَالُ لَهُمْ. And now things will start being said to the person. Ulama have gone into the detail. He said the devil comes to him in the form of his father, in the form of his mother, and starts saying to him, I looked after you your whole life. After dying, I realized I was on the wrong faith. I do not want you also to go on the wrong path. Become a Christian. That final moment. Ulama Qurtubi wrote, that at that time, Jibreel alayhi salam also comes in front. When the believer looks at him, he normally will smile, or he will be shocked. Jibreel alayhi salam will say to him, you don't recognize me. On that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, so Mufti Shafi says, that certain things we can always do, to have a hope that our death will come easily. The first is this narration he brings. He says, Maymuna bint Sa'd radiallahu anha, ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will there be a problem if a person sleeps in a state of impurity, janaba? In the past, they never have the water so close to their bedrooms. There was a need to go outside. It was extremely cold. It was not impermissible. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ma uhibbu. I do not like that a person will sleep at night and he is in a state of a major impurity. If he can't take the ghusl, at least let him make a wudu. And ulama mentioned the meaning of wudu here also means minimum washing the hands, putting water in the mouth and in the nose. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, because Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, he says, I fear that if the death of that individual has to happen at night, then Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam will be unable to come close to him because he's in that impure state. To get the angel Jibreel alayhi salam at that moment is something we must all wish for. So one is before sleeping, everyone should think, what if I pass away tonight? To make sure I am pure and there is nothing impure around me. The second is to think of our life. A Sahabi radiallahu anhu could not read the kalima. Sahaba radiallahu anhu came and asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the throes of death, but the kalima is not coming out. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, would he not read the kalima in his life? Then what is stopping him now? So he stands up, he goes in his company. He says, read. He says, I cannot read. He says, why? He says, I was disobedient to my mother. Sahaba radiallahu anhu sent immediately to explain to the mother the situation. The mother forgives the son. The boy just at that moment, the message has not even come back. At that moment he reads the kalima and he passes away. Obedience to parents. Mujahid rahimullah mentioned that at the time of a person's demise, Almighty Allah will bring in front of him those people who he loved and he kept company with. He says, if that man's company was the people of zikr, people of zikr means any person who when you see him, he makes you think of Almighty Allah. When you hear him, you think of Almighty Allah. You understand him to be someone pious. He says, that individual will be brought in front and he will invite him towards good. And if the people, our nature, our habit, our connection with these evil people, whether it's directly or indirectly, indirectly means we always with sports. We're always in sports. We're always worried about sports people. Then it should not happen that those people, they are brought in front of us before our death. Because they will not invite us to good, they are going to take us to evil. So three things we mentioned, which Mufti Saab mentioned. And the fourth is that we don't have the fear of death. Rather we have the fear of how we're going to die. Just think of this one waqiyah. There were many other waqiyahs like this. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal before passing away, he said, not yet, not yet. They asked him, what are you speaking about? He said, the devil is in front. He is now saying that you won the game. He said, not yet, not yet. The devil never left those people. He's not going to leave me and you. So one is that to keep Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam at our side, to ensure before passing away or before having the chance of passing away, we are never in a state of impurity. Because in that state, then the main angel of Almighty Allah will not be allowed to come. Number two, disobedience to parents must never be a thing in our life. It will not harm them, it's going to really harm us. Number three, who our company is. Number four, we are not scared of death. Rather, we are worried about when that time comes, how it will come. Allah Tawarukala grant us all an easy death. Almighty Allah grant us all a Mubarak death. Almighty Allah save us all from the attacks of devil while we are alive, just before death. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.